Ken DeVosh, our guest on the radio today in the studio with us. Welcome back, my friend. Good
thank
to see you.
Thank you. Awesome to be here. Awesome to be here.
You were here. How long ago was it when you were in the studio?
Four months, something like that. Yeah, we had a song out. Maybe that was for If I Was a Beer.
Right, you had that. I think you did a Christmas song for us.
Yeah, we did the Snow Angel. That's right. That's right. Right. That was so fun. Love being here. Thank you.
So time is going by for you, and you've been working pretty busy, it sounds like.
Extraordinarily. Yeah, it's been great. Lucky to be so busy. And we just came out of studio a week and a half ago, and just put together a new album. So we haven't even released the current album.
Yeah. Wow. You're always working one.
You have to. Yeah. I mean, and it's funny. I was watching, I was at a show and one of the artists was like, I know my label doesn't want me to do this, but this song isn't even, you know, it's not even, he played it. It was so cool, you know, cause you know that your head's in that song right after you come out of studio. So it was really fun to see him do it. So yeah, we dropped the full album May 3rd. So the minute that's out, then it's like, well, the cat's out of the bag. You know, what do we do next? So then come July, you need more songs. So
you're not resting on your laurels.
You can't. No. You can't at all.
Yeah. So refresh our memory. Where are you from originally?
I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. Been there my whole life. Been traveling the country like crazy, promoting music for a solid year now. So just no end in sight. I was just talking that, you know, we have a schedule up through November right now. So
were you in, were you home when the eclipse happened?
So I was just, getting ready to tell you, I went to Southern Illinois. Okay. And I had, this is so funny. I was scheduled to do a radio spot and I'm like, April 8th. And it turns out we were in Southern Illinois for a radio spot scheduled to be on the air at 2:30 and the eclipse was at 1:55. So traffic was entertaining and traffic out was wild, but I was there. We, it's actually on my Instagram and Facebook. I was there and filmed how it just got dark. The birds started singing, the bugs, you know, all the crickets and everything are all going nuts. And then it just, all of a sudden it was daylight again. It was cool. It was pretty cool.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah. You'll have to write a song about it.
Yeah. I actually sang Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Did you write? I wondered about that.
It's like, I don't know that song too. So that was not a good thing for the listeners, you know? It's like, but how do you not try, you know? Put on your inner body. So anyway, yeah.
Turn around.
Yeah. Even now.
Well, you're here to sing about or talk about a new song called Imagining.
Yeah, Imagining is a song that perfect timing. Like, you know, you get up this morning, it's like a little crisp out, and then this afternoon it's going to be in the 60s, and it's nice springtime, and everything's going to start getting green. So it's just a song about when you're, you know, younger and you meet a girl, and it's you put yourself in this spot pretty quickly. You know, you meet a girl, you're 17 or so, and you don't really know what you're doing, you know, and you're kind of shy, and at least for me, and all you can do is kind of grin when they're talking, and you're just this total dork, but, you know, inside you're picturing how your life could be. You know, it's like you almost have this reel in your head of, you know, I could just see this working out, and it's about that, and it's just about, you know, doing cannonballs into the lake, just trying to not go in when your mom's calling, you know, and then it kind of takes you to your reflecting on those times when you used to think about that, you know. So
it's a perfect spring summer song, I think.
100%. That's what it's for. Yeah. Right. So that's why we wanted to release it in the winter, and it was like, no, that don't make any sense at all, you know.
Yeah. Perfect timing. Ken DeVosh on WRCO.
She had her long legs dangling from the edge of the dock. We were nearly 17. Her eyes were shining brighter than the water that was glistening. And when she laughed, when she smiled, all I could do was grin. Even though it didn't look like I was doing much, I was imagining that would be just her and me. I was imagining. And when her mama called and it was time to go. I tried to find ways to make it never end. Swinging rope, jumping in. Man, I was a cannonball champion. When she laughed, when she smiled, and all I could do was grin. And even though it didn't look like I was doing much, I was imagining her and me, just her and me, holding hands and dipping our feet. Her and me, just her and me, suntan lines and cut off jeans, and all the things that we could have been. I was imagining. Came and that summer went. That was the best dang summer that I ever spent. I could still see her dancing in that hot summer mist. Sun halo glowing, she was heaven sent. With that laugh and a smile, now all I can do is grin. When I think back to that summer when I was imagining her and me, just her and me, holding hands and dipping our feet. Just help me. Suntan lines and cut off jeans, and all the things that we could have been. I was imagining. I was imagining. She had her long legs dangling from the edge of the dock, and we were nearly 17.
Oh, I like it. Imagining Ken Newman on WRCO awesome. Radio. Yeah, you can kind of just feel the warmth. You can feel the maybe the awkwardness of being that age, you know, and things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you sing harmony with yourself on those songs?
I do. And it's kind of funny. It's so hard to do harmony. So we just came out of studio. And, you know, when you're doing your song for the first time, some of these players are just so good singers. They can just sit there and one take just do it. And I'm like, how? So thank you to my producer. He suffers through with the keyboard, and I'll be like having my main verse, and he's like, you want to be right here? And he's hitting the key. I'm like, all right, dude, one line at a time. But it's, you know, it's like sibling harmonies, how yeah. your own vocal can really blend well. So he's really cool, and I in no way claim to be a professional harmony vocalist, but I, you know, I always think about, remember Billy Joel?
Yeah.
Well, he had a song,
For the Longest Time?
Yeah, and it's like, he did all of those vocals. Did you know that? He's like,
yeah.
Oh, the low. And he was like, that was like the first time anybody had ever, to my knowledge, I was like, at least in my head, it was like the first time anybody had that multi-track approach. You know, before that, you know, we were just talking about like, you know, you had Freebird and all that. They just were like going, and you had to splice tapes together. He did all of his own harmonies on it. So that just always stuck in my head as cool.
Pretty impressive.
So he's incredible. But yes, to answer your question the long way, yes, I do my harmony vocals, and it's pretty fun.
And you have a good staff behind you in the studio, it sounds like.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, thank you so much to everybody on there. Dave Bechtel's the producer, and he's been producing my music for 15 years now, and he's just fantastic. He, we were recording, and I, on the new songs, I'm like, you know, I want to make sure I can actually do these every night and not blow my vocals out, you know. So I'm like, should I drop it down? He's like, no, man. The energy is so cool when you're just going for those notes and stuff. So we're doing it, and sometimes you just kind of want to riff on it, and I'm like, I'm doing a take, and on the bridge, I just go ham, and he never has done this. He, like, stops. He's like, yeah, no, let's, he just, like, stopped me right in the middle.
Back off.
take a break, man. But, no, he's fantastic, and also, that song we just had there, Imagining, we did that one where you can now engineer the sound, like, on a keyboard, and we have a guy that's just phenomenal. He'll have, like, I'll have that, you know. Like, that's how I write it, just with bar chords, right? And then he's like, ah, got it. And then he adds all this other stuff. One guy figures out all, it's like a Mozart putting together an orchestra piece, right? But he does it not on sheets. It's actually live. So you hear it, and it sounds kind of, I don't know, not polished at all. I don't know. You want almost like a kid's instrument on some of it, because he's not really trying to make it perfect, but it sounds amazing, right? And then you sing over that, and then you have the band that can do pieces, like the drummer can do their set in their home studio and all this, and it pieces together. On that album, I heard it, and I was like, not liking it. I mean, I was like ready to completely start over, and Dave's like, dude, it's not broken. You know, he's like, you're just not not understanding the process, because it's changed, okay? So I basically got back together in the studio with everybody, and we barely tweaked it at all, and then I loved how it turned out. So this next one we did, he's like, hey, instead of going through all that pain, why don't we all do it the old school way? So we did just like you picture in all the movies. We got in the studio, everybody's in a big room, and it was so much fun. You know, it's like the experience. Like when I hear the song, the experience of it is so cool. Because like when we're playing, Mike is playing on guitar, and I mean, I'm in the sound booth, and he and I could see each other through a little glass window, and I'm just like going, yeah, you know, just like yeah, and I'm like, do some Billy Gibbons, man,
keep it going.
And he, yeah, but last time we were talking about that. And he has all those
how.
And I'm like, get those double sounds and get some of that, you know, that pinched harmonics. And he just went ham on this recording. It's so cool. You can't hear it for a minute, but anyway, that experience of being in person just gives it a whole different energy, and I think you capture it in the music. So
yeah, I think it probably sounds a little bit more real.
Yeah, it's organic. And
organic,
and for myself personally, it's like going to a concert. Uh-huh. You know, we were talking about off air. I love listening to my own stuff, you know? It's like, it helps to me to remember the words, frankly. You know, like to hear my own music. When you hear music on the radio, it gets in your DNA. And that's why they have those shows. You know, it's like you end up memorizing lyrics without knowing it, right? So it's like sometimes I'm like, oh man, when I'm playing my own music, I don't hear it all the time. So I end up listening to it, and every time I do, it's like why you go to a concert. You relive that concert of, oh yeah, Mike was just going nuts on that, and so-and-so was going, like on the drums, the guy was just going crazy, and every time he hit the tom-toms, I'm like, yeah, that's that sound I want, you know? And he's like looking at me going, got you. And he's like, he just goes down. So
does that put the pressure, though, when, you know, you're live in the studio, you know, you don't want to make any mistakes because, you know, one person messes up.
It's good pressure. It's a good pressure because it makes everybody just perform up a level. But then, so what's funny is you do it and you're like, nailed it. And then there's like hours of, you know, hey, Dave, Paulie, could you take me to the second bar on blah, blah. Just go ahead, hit me at this. And then they just start going. And they just go, okay, got it. Take me to the, and they just do this forever because they hear these little nuances. And they do a track right over it to fix whatever, you know, was not what they thought was, you know, or they'll finish and go, hey, at that bridge, let's come back around and I'm going to try it with, and they'll do something on the drums. So there's pressure, but there isn't. You know what I mean? There's an eraser.
Yeah. You're not going to ruin it
The funny thing is, you know, I can't even tell the difference from when we do it to these, you know, some people can hear every instrument in a song and they're looking for that. I just kind of hear the overall feel and I like it. And, you know, so they do their thing. And I literally just kind of sit on the couch in the back, kind of waiting for the next song. And check, all right, whatever you guys are doing is cool. You know, I'm not that piggy.
Do your magic. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you got your guitar in hand. Would you play one for us here?
I would love to.
All right.
See ya.
Can do much on WRCO Radio. Live.
I wish I'd had a little more time with you that night. I wish I'd had a little more love to give. I wish you'd given me one more chance to make things right. Oh, I wish, 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 I wish I did. I wish the sun could bring you back to me. With all the summer days and sweet memories. I wish the stars could see that all I really need is one wish to bring you back to me. Oh, I wish, wish, wish on a lonely star that the world would stop and you'd be here with me. Oh, I wish, wish, wish upon a lonely star that you were wishing on a star with me. I wish I would have seen the writing on the wall. I wish I would have known a little more. I know your wishes, well, they might have all come true. But I wish your wishes were of me and you. Oh, now all the things I miss, well, I could wrap up in one wish for you and your love and your tenderness. Oh, and all the nights I'd cry as I'd look up to the sky like we used to on a blanket as we kissed. Oh, I wish the stars could see that all I really need is one wish to bring you back to me. Oh, I wish, wish, wish upon one lonely star that the world would stop and you'd be here with me. Oh, I wish, wish, wish upon one lonely star that you were wishing on that star with me. That you were wishing on that star with me. Oh, how I wish.
I like it. Good stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, a little bit reminiscent as I listen, it almost like a rock vocal with kind of a country sound.
Yeah, that's, you know, funny, I mean? You said that, yeah. Yeah, and I mean, what is country music right now? It's like all kinds of things, you know. But you and I were talking about, I got a lot of rock and roll in my back pocket of my brain, you know. And I grew up on AC/DC and Aerosmith and, you know, all that stuff. And I reference that in my conversations, but, you know, I just love the music. And it's all over the place, you know.
Good stuff. Is that one that isn't out yet?
That is not out yet. No, yeah. I was saying it's kind of fun. I'm just kind of throwing out stuff that nobody's heard. It drops on May 3rd with the rest of the album on Welcome to My Rodeo, and that's called I Wish. And
a WRCO exclusive.
Yeah, there you go, baby. Yeah.
We're in the studio with Kevin. Oh, we're having some fun this morning.
You sidled up on me there.
My goodness, yes. We were trying to capture some of the magic while we were on commercial break there. We were talking about your influences, and Elvis was one of the first ones, wasn't he?
We were just talking, you know, we didn't say this, though. Very first time I ever sang, I was at a wedding, and the lady said, "Hey, Kenny, sing a song." And I'm like, "Not my thing." And I think it was, what was that song? Hey, nice dead air time, Kenny. I forget which one it was, but there's like so many Elvis songs. And I was telling you, my sister had an Elvis album, a vinyl, and she had a fog hat. And you were just saying how your song has some rock and roll in it and stuff. But we were then talking about Elvis, and you guys are ready to do your medley again?
How about Little Sister?
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Well, don't you kiss me once or twice and tell me that it's right and then you're gone. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Well, I dated your big sister. I took her to the show. I went for some candy along, came to daddy and they slept right out the door. Little sister, don't you? Yeah. Little sister, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we were trying to do these in a country version a minute ago. It's like, what do we want to do here? Yeah, that's right.
Walking through a party in the country. Prison band was down at the well. Band was on level, on check, boom, bam. The whole rhythm section was a purple gang. Let's rock. Everybody, let's rock. Everybody in the whole same block was dancing to the jailhouse rock. No, no, no.
I just love all, I mean, all that stuff is so cool. What was that one? Where do they go?
Heartbreak Hotel.
How does that start?
Well, since my
baby left me, I found a new place to dwell. Down at the end of Lonely Street, it's a heartbreak hotel. I feel so lonely. I feel so lonely. I feel so lonely I could die. The bellhop's tears keep flowing. The desk clerk's dressed in black. They've been so long down Lonely Street, they're never coming back. I feel so lonely. So where's my backup? I feel so lonely I could die.
Perfect.
Love him also. Yeah, so he's in everything, isn't he?
Yeah,
you know, absolutely. Elvis Presley? Yeah, he's in everything.
Yeah, he really is. You know, he and between him and Hank Williams, you talk about country music, a couple of guys that influenced many and still hear people covering their songs.
They got all the AC/DC and all. Anyway, we're off on a tangent, baby.
Talking about Ken DeMuth's influences.
Another influence.
Not really, though. Attention, he's countrified.
Yeah, he's countrified him.
I wonder if how you'd countrify this. So,
meat eating orchids forgive no one just yet. Cut myself on angel's hair and baby's breath. Meat eating orchids forgive no one just yet. Light, white, I got a new complaint. Forever dead to your priceless advice.
You know what I'm talking about? The whole Nirvana stuff.
What else could I be? All apologies. What else could I write? Well, in the sun we all is one. In the sun buried. Yeah, I wish I was like you, easily amused. Sunshine, freeze, burn. I'm choking on the ashes of a runaway. In the sun, we all is one. Married, yeah. All alone is all we are. All alone is all we are.
I love all that.
Tremendous. Yeah.
I'm off on a random
Lots
tangent.
Of fun. Yeah, I know last time we played music trivia when you were here, so we'll have to maybe do that before we let you go. We've kind of gotten off a little bit of a tangent there.
I was going to bring it back here to a song if you wanted.
Yeah.
I mean, but I don't know how much time you have. I don't know what...
Sure. We need to take a break, but
let's take a break. Kenny, settle down, man.
One of our favorite guys to have in the studio, man. You're not Mike Shy, that's for sure. Hanging out in the studio with Ken Dumash, our good buddy back in the studio with us. Always have a good time when you stop by. Lots of laughs.
This has been fun.
Yeah.
I think we keep saying, darn, why didn't we keep the mic on? We were rocking out.
We were. Oh, yes. But you're doing well. You're staying busy, playing a few shows, are you?
Yeah, like we were just saying, I'm out going to radio stations. I'm just touring the country for several months on the song Imagining, just going out and playing it live on the air, playing the other songs on the album on the air. May 3rd, we have the full album gets released on all streaming platforms. Radio can play as well. It's just, you know how the process works. Certain songs you like target to get across the country on the air. But yeah, that comes out May 3rd. So I'll be playing all over the country on that. And then like I said, the new album's already in the works.
So. Awesome. Oh, we've been playing your songs for a few years. So what's been the most successful radio song?
As far as like on the charts, If I Was a Beer made top 40, which was exciting. And then Drink About That was actually played more on more stations, but only charted 42, which is still, when I say only, compared to the other, it just didn't quite beat it, but it was like played more. But there were just other songs played a ton. Mm-hmm. But I was super excited. To be anywhere near that's just unbelievable. Yeah.
For an independent artist, that's a...
For an independent artist, as our promoting team was like, dude, that is like the gold standard, you know? It's like, you know, are you satisfied with it? Of course you're elated, but of course you're like... What's upstairs? What's further up there? You know, today they had Imagining was number 19 on the most streamed on Play MPE, which was cool. I posted that because I'm like, any list that starts with Dolly Parton at number one and I'm in this list in the top 20, I'm going to go ahead and brag about that. You know, it's like, look at that. So Imagining, you know, depending on what you consider like what's doing the best. The music videos, Imagining is just doing really well. I mean, it's upwards to like 100,000 views. It's it's climbing more than the others. And stream-wise, they're all doing great. So, yeah, it's been exciting as all get out.
Yeah, I really like that. And Imagining, I could hear a Tim McGraw or somebody
you
else.
You know what's funny?
Cover that.
You know what's funny? That song, I was sharing some intimate brain thoughts of, you know, they're like, how do you write a song like that? And I said, well, if I was going to really tell you, Tim McGraw had a song, She Had a Long... No, that's my song, my bad. she had a barbecue stain on her white T-shirt.
Labor Day weekend.
What is that song?
Something like that.
Something like that. Heart Don't Forget, something like that. It's just this light, beautiful song, right? I've always like loved that. My kids have that they play all the time. I just love that song, right? Puts you in this... feel like even I'm talking to you, I kind of like my shoulders drop a little bit. And I just feel really comfortable. And I love that spot. So you get yourself in a head spot and then you write a song. I would say this title track to this song we were just talking about, you kind of get into it, a space in your mind, and then you write a song. You can't write a sad song if you're like at a party very well. You know what I mean? And you get into this melancholy state and you write a song like I Wish. And so anyway, I also had some Kid Rock in my head when I was writing that, you know, that whole All Summer Long.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, when we shot the video completely by happenstance, I thought I don't know if I'm giving anything away. We shot ours at Piercy Priest Lake in Nashville. And it has a lot of the same feel in my head as like a Kid Rock video. You know what I mean? So you get influenced by all these favorite artists. So to answer your question, I appreciate that, and that's the secret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Ken Dumasha in the studio with us today. How about singing another song?
I would love to. We were a minute ago, excuse me, doing that whole, you know, talking about influences and having that, you know, what else could I be? So, excuse me, I drank my coffee wrong. The title track to Welcome to My Rodeo has a lot of that in it. So if you listen to it, you'd be like, where are these songs coming from? This is from a rocking side of my brain. Hop in your truck and put it in drive. Pick up a few friends you've known all your life. Follow the dust and the flash and tail lines through the glow in the sky that lasts all night. Get yourself close to the stage. Feel the beat pulsing through your veins. Then hold your head back and close your eyes as a steel guitar fills the sky. Welcome to my rodeo. It's a rock and roll fantasy. Come on, take a ride with me. We got bullhorns on limousines. You might get a little dust and mud on your jeans here at my rodeo. Yeah, we got no rules to keep you down. Just hold your glass tight as you're bumping around. Pour some trouble mixed with the good time. Chase it down with a heavy bass line. Places getting hotter. The devil's begging for some water. As the flames start shooting from the Santa ring,
One of the boys lines up a six string. Welcome to my rodeo. It's a rock and roll fantasy. Welcome to my rodeo. Come on, come on, take a ride with me. We got bull horns on limousines. You might get a little dust and mud on your jeans. Here at my rodeo. Rodeo, 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 ride. Rodeo, 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 ride. Rodeo, 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 ride. Rodeo, 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 ride. Welcome to my rodeo. Here's a rock and roll fantasy. Welcome to my rodeo. Come on, come on, take a ride and see. We got bull horns on limousines. You might get a little dust and mud on your jeans. Here at my rodeo.
Yes. Man, you can bend some strings there.
You know, that song, usually if I put my meter on this, every string's out now.
Oh, I bet.
It's a show starter and it's a guitar ender.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, no doubt about it. So what about the family? They doing well?
Family's doing great, yeah. No, my wife, she's not in the next video, which she was, and there's a long story to it. And she's like, that makes me look like I died in the video. And I'm like, yeah, but no, she's doing fantastic, and she supports everything, and she doesn't know it yet. But honey, we have that another set of songs coming, so get ready for those videos. Ah. Yeah, she's been great. She's been like my star in all the videos, and kids are all amazing. My son is extraordinary at playing piano, so. He doesn't know yet, but I've got my eye on him to see if he'll go out on tour with me at all, you know, because he's so gifted at it.
Has he been on any of the tracks in the studio?
He hasn't figured that out. I mean, he's still, you know, pretty young to figure all that out, but at the same time, he's like a savant at it. He's just so, he's helped me actually more than he knows. We have a song, and on the song, he's like, why don't you go from from the D to this B minor? I'm like, why would I do that? And he's just like, well, you know, try it. I'm like, oh. And he's so funny. He hears my songs, and he's like, a lot of your songs do the 1-4-5, and you always throw in the 6 minor. And he's just talking total Nashville numbering. And I'm like, yeah, because that's, you know. And he goes, just skip that one and go. And so he'll just, like, throw out these little quips, and I'll be like, And I tinker with it. He's just brilliant at it. So, yeah. Learning
music theory from your son there a little bit.
Yeah, he really just picked up on it. It's very, anybody that does music, my daughter, she's really good at piano, but, you know, it's not something she wants to, you know, air quote, do. She'll just play piano for herself. My sister grew up playing piano mostly just to, you know, for her own. Feels good. It's healthy. I play music every day, and I didn't grow up doing music. I grew up drawing, and every day if I don't grab a guitar, I'm just not in a healthy, happy state. You know what I mean? It just really, it's like a way to tune your brain up. And
it's funny how everybody's brain works differently. You know, that's, you have music and somebody else has exercise or whatever the case might
be. For sure. And I really think music, though, like I had a really bad concussion when I was coaching soccer. I tripped over a kid and just bonk. And I mean, bounced off my head and raced me to the hospital. I didn't break my head, but, you know, they sent you home with, like, you're dizzy for a long, long time, right? And the only way I could stop not feeling badly was to play. I literally would sit down to look at emails and take out my guitar and just be like, and I would look at an email and be like, okay, and I could focus just by doing this. And I literally was doing this, and I was like, I did a thing, I was like, standing at the rings in the wood, just figuring things out. Feels like I'm in a country song, I'm the rodeo clown. I keep molding through, putting on a good show. I can't take much more, I think I'm ready to blow. So just push me just a little bit more. Let's see what you get, let's see what's in store. So I just saw, it was funny, it was called Push Me, after I had just fallen, you know, but just that kind of stuff. I saw a documentary about how you can hurt your brain and have some of the wiring in your brain get hurt, damaged, and it doesn't always heal. then I feel like I just totally attest to that kind of stuff, like, found a new way to make my brain, like, completely heal. And if I don't do it, I'm a mess. I don't feel like, you know what I mean? It's like something about music, and I think all of us just love music, and it also triggers memory. Who knows how it works? It's like you'll hear a song and you're instantly back there. You know, like that Tim McGraw song. You hear it and you feel like you're living what his memory was. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that long story with the song Like Imagining. I'm hoping that makes people think about, oh yeah, I remember when I, you know, met this girl, or this girl had this guy that just was, you know, just kind of smiling at her, but, you know, whatever came of it. And you just can remember all those formative memories. Mm-hmm. So.
I think that's why you can remember songs from when you were young. Sometimes easier when you're older.
That's too, true. Right? That's so. True. Although there's some great songs out now. You know, it's like I'm going off on another tangent. But
most definitely. Thank you, in the studio with our good friend Ken Dumas on WRCO Radio, and keeping you company with some good sounds and some
Don't
fun.
Cheat.
Always, I'm not cheating.
Cheat.
They're always giving me quizzes on the radio, so...
There we go.
He's got his play sheet there, okay.
I was just writing down something for this.
So, music trivia. We did this the last time you were here.
That's right.
Had a lot of fun with it.
We did rock last time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we did.
What are we doing this time? Country?
Let's do some country.
Oh.
Let's do some country.
I might struggle a little more.
Rizzle?
Maybe. We'll see.
I don't think so. Can we start?
Yeah, go ahead.
$100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar another round of Crown. Everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never little gonna be the same.
Big and rich?
Yeah. So I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise, cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Stone Leroy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody said, save a horse, ride a cowboy. You got that one, right?
I know that one.
Okay, yeah. So you got one. All right, here we go. So
One for one.
Well, I ain't rich, but I dang sure wanna be. Working like a dog all day ain't working for me. I wish I had a rich uncle that'd kick the bucket, and I'd be sitting on a pile like a Warren Buffett. I know everybody says money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat, it can buy me a truck to pull it, it can buy me a Yeti 110 eyes down with silver bullets. Yeah, I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat.
Buy me a boat.
You were smiling. You knew that?
I do that.
Well, you're on radio, man. You got to tell people.
Well, I was just wanting to. If I said it, you'd quit. So.
They're like, name that tune. If you get it fast, then we stop.
Oh, all right.
We go to the next one. All right. Yeah, no,
I'm sorry.
I was singing until you kind of were like, yeah, I get it.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay.
Yeah.
17, you don't know that much about life. You're just living like kerosene dance around fire. But you're in it. So you jump right in and fade to fall and you give it all. Yeah, she got the best of me.
Little Eric Church.
Broke my heart and all that's left of me is living in this guitar. Every night a different town. She follows me around, but she gets what's best of me. She got the best of me.
She got the best of me. Luke Combs.
Oh yeah, Luke Combs.
Now Luke Combs sings it a whole lot better.
No, so, I knew the song, but I couldn't place the artist.
Very
for
good.
Some
All right, so that's two to one.
Well, yeah, I didn't get
that's
that.
That's fair. Right. Yeah, we're not. Yeah, you know, I know you're the host, but. You know. Let's see. All right, here we go. We have time for more.
Oh yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Let's see.
Make me look foolish.
Her day starts with a coffee and ends with a wine. It takes forever getting ready. She's never on time for anything. Yeah, she gets it, come get me, look in her eyes. It's kind of crazy the way that she drives me wild. And she drives me wild. Beautiful and crazy, she can't help but amaze me. the way that you dance is. I'm afraid to take chances. And where's my heart on sleeve?
Did you get it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was looking at it. Yeah.
Beautiful Crazy, is it?
Beautiful Crazy.
Lee Brace?
Yeah. No, Luke Combs.
Luke Combs again. You hit me on Luke Combs.
I was looking at you and mess it up here. Yeah, but yeah, did you get that or you?
No, I didn't, actually.
All right, all right. Yeah. Tiebreaker round. Let's see.
Too many new country songs here for me, you know?
I might go two different ways.
And I like all those guys.
They're great. All right, so let's see.
Yeah, the train is coming, so rolling around a bend. Haven't seen the sunshine since.
Balls and Prison Blues.
Oh, yeah. All right. See, you're winning now.
You go older and.
All right. Well, then I'm going to mess you up.
I'm going to take my horse down Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more.
Old Town Road. little Nas X and.
Shut the door. You got that.
Billy Ray.
So what are you up or is it?
I think I'm up 4-2 or something like that, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, well here I'm gonna mess with you now.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting at this bar still drinking as reality starts to sink in that you're so pretty, you're out of my league. You'd never see yourself with a guy like me. If I was a bear,
I was going to say I think that might be somebody's song I know.
Flips against me. Tell me your story. If I was a bear, I bet you'd pour your heart out to me. If I was a bear.
Yeah, that might be your best known song, I think.
There you go. Cool. I got that one right. That was so risky to throw my song into that mix, and you'd be like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
That is not familiar at all.
I get your song right, but I get Luke Combs
that's,
wrong.
You know what? Let's stop on that. Dude. That's awesome. Good job. You
nice
won today.
Job. Oh, man. Always fun to have you in here, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Never for a lack of energy, you know, things like that. You're a natural, but we wish you best of luck in your future endeavors.
What's my favorite quote from Phil? You're not shy of the mic.
You're not Mike shy.
Thanks, man. Thank you so much.
And we hope Imagining does real well.
Thank you. You've already made
the video for that.
Please check it out. It's a neat one for me because we kind of ventured into some new territory. We had a casting director find somebody that played a younger me and played a younger version of my wife and filmed it at a lake and just really did a lot of thinking behind it. And you can see there's a Polaroid camera that's my mom and dad's. There's this 70s blanket that they're on that's my mom and dad's.
Really?
A radio my sister bought me when I was a real little kid that's like, you know, like the boom box with the cassette player.
Oh, cool.
So it's filled with, you know, my father-in-law's tackle box. It has all this authentic 70s stuff, so it's shot like a 70s video. And then at the very end, as a spoiler alert, the two are walking off the dock, and it becomes me and my wife. So it's got a lot of sentimental meaning. But
some actors playing you in the video, though, you're probably like, that guy is, you know, he's cooler than me.
He was. It's like I'm imagining I was a lot better looking when I was young. So I'm gonna get some really cool dude. It's up to me. So no doubt. Rewrite my history.
How can people find your music, Ken?
Yeah, if you just look up Ken, it's DOMASH, and you go to my website, you can find all of my links to Facebook, I Instagram, all of these radio, like my whole journey. You know, I'm just trying to put that out there so people see it. You can go to any streaming platform and look up. We'll have, like I said, May 3rd, we'll have the whole new album will be out. So that'll be fun. So
look forward to it. Safe travels to you, my friend.
Thank you so much. Cheers.